Mr. Phillips, this Lyndon Johnson. Senator Long is here in the office, and we have reviewed the problems that result from this terrible disaster that we've suffered there. And we have gone from agency to agency, beginning with the Corps of Engineers, the Veterans Administration, the Food and Drug Administration, the Agriculture Department, Small Business Administration, all the services, Army, Navy, and Air Force, the National Command Center, the Department of Agriculture, Interior, Maritime, Housing and Home Finance, and Bureau of Yards and Docks and Navy, Federal Communications, Federal Aviation, Bureau of Public Roads, Treasury, Commerce, and Interstate Commerce Commission. Now, in times of distress, it's necessary that all the members of the family get together and lay aside any individual problems they have or any personal grievances and try to take care of the sick mother. And we've got a sick mother on our hands. And as I said the other night when I was there, we've got to cut out all the red tape. We've got to work around the clock. We've got to ignore hours. We've got to bear in mind that we exist for only one purpose, and that's to the greatest good for the greatest number. And people who've lost their homes, people who've lost their furniture, the people who've lost some of their crops and even their families, not going to be very interested in any individual differences between federal or state or local agencies. So I hope that all the government people can put their shoulder to the wheel without regard to hours, without regard to red tape, bring to these people the kind of assistance they need in this emergency, which is worthy of a great government and a great country. And I want to thank all the local officials and the city and county and state and parish officials. And I want to assure you that up here, if you have any problems, let me know about them. We'll get them straightened out. And down there, I don't want any problems to Betsy didn't create to exist. Here, Senator Long wants to say a word to you, and we'll do the job here, and we expect you all to do it there.
Good. Thank you so much, Mr. Phillips. You're doing a great job down there.
Thank you,
and I know you've got your problems. We're not trying to make you violate the law, but insofar as you can find a way to make the law bend to the problem, well, that's what we want you to do.
I think I understand.
And as I say, there's one more thing about it. We've got some things in these laws indicated that have to do with private enterprise, where we try to protect them, but it's time for private enterprise to make their move to help the people, too, because they've got their place to fulfill, and they shouldn't play the part of a dog in the manger. Now's the time when they ought to be doing the extra hour of duty, and I think they're doing it. I'm very proud of all these people who kept the stores open on Sunday and other times, after hours, and folks who provide the service below the cost of service, or sometimes giving away services for free to help their fellow man. It's a fine thing that they're doing, and insofar some few people want to chisel and cheat and take advantage of the unfortunate conditions of their neighbor, I think we ought to all remember who those people were when the time comes later on when they need us.
We're going to work with everybody, Senator, along the lines that the President has told us to, and if you're urgent to do, we will.
Thanks so much. God bless you.